This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Okay, the ice-cold Stella Artois beer is flowing on a Friday here in the G-Bag Nation. What you drinking, what you thinking? At 5 o'clock, we are rapidly approaching that. Eric Nadel, G-Bag of the Day, LA Live, the 5 o'clock hour, commercial-free, going to be incredible. Let's get you the C-Note here, brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one has been hurt in a car or truck wreck, go ahead and call the Frankels first. 214-333-3333. And let's go ahead and get you Krusty's Corner here in a few minutes. But first, here's the Wooly Bully with your C-Note.
Let's do it. Cowboys news of the evening. Who's the best tight end in all of football? 877-881-1053. The execs, the coaches, and those crusty scouts that just don't want to be named, they've added. Now they've done the tight end list. And number one, fellas, if you had to guess.
It's our guy with the Las Vegas Raiders.
Brock Bowers already. After 1 year.
I'm just taking a guess. I'm saying crusty scout guys are saying that Brock Bowers is that guy.
I mean, I won't push back on it. I think you see from a lot of these lists, you won't see the one-year wonder, so to speak, guys get as much love. But there's no question if you're drafting a tight end right now, he's the number one overall pick. So I won't push back on it.
No, and last year, of course, unranked because he was a rookie. He was not eligible. But in just 1 year, most receiving yards by a rookie tight end in NFL history, most receptions by an NFL tight end in rookie history, 112 receptions, and most by any player in a single season already in your 80s history.
Yep. Dang, dude.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Just in one season.
One season.
For Brock Bowers, NFC exec said, great person, hard worker, instinctive, great hands, matchup problem due to his speed and athleticism with elite ability. I mean, he was one of those players.
He's everything that we thought Pitts was going to be.
Yeah.
That's kind of where he is everything that we thought Pitts was going to be.
I mean, he was even maybe better when you talk about the routes.
Yeah.
I mean, gosh, Brock Bowers was, I mean, they ran him on end arounds, all kinds of stuff at Georgia, and he was incredible. Still just 22 years old, already ranked as the number one tight end in all of the National Football League. Number two is George Kittle. Lowest rank he got was 4. Highest ranking he got was 1 at 31 years old. You had an AFC scout say he's shown that when he's healthy, he's the most complete player at the position. Durability is the only thing that's really affected that. He embodies San Fran's culture, and that's why they keep paying him. Hard to argue that.
Yeah, he plays a bit like an insane person. And
well,
he's
obsessed with the Joker. You remember that stuff? Like,
yeah.
He, like, channels the Joker pregame.
And he is a two-way guy in terms of he blocks just as well as he catches the ball. And I think the thing with him is just how much of a yak demon he is. Like, you get the ball in his hands, good luck bringing him down.
Very tough.
Like, I remember a few years ago when he was dragging a Saints defender hanging on his face mask for like 15, 20 yards. Like, he is as intimidating with the ball in his hands as anybody. I think last year he was number 2 among tight ends when it comes to the yards after the catch, but his entire career, he's either number one or number two at the position when it comes to after the catch. He's a menace.
Laporta coming in at number three from the Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
Trey McBride of the Arizona Cardinals. McBride's one of the most underrated players, period.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that we were not really right about him when that whole tight end draft was rolling out? Was he one of the guys that from Colorado State we weren't as high on him as our guy from Utah? And, you know, we kind of just gave him he's a good player.
I think he was a year before.
Was he?
LaPorta was.
No, I'm talking
about. You're talking LaPorta?
No, talking about McBride.
Yeah, I think McBride was the year before.
Was he?
I think he was. I don't think he was in the LaPorta Kincaid draft. But
for some reason, I thought we were talking about all those guys at the same time.
They were back-to-back years, and the Cowboys did like Trey McBride.
They liked LaPorta, too.
That was crazy. Remember the day of the draft?
Todd Archer, we were getting ready to go on air. Todd Archer sent me a text. He says, man, keep an eye out on this LaPorta. And I go, what round?
Yeah.
And he goes, first. And I'm like, what? Yeah.
Yeah, I remember the tight end stuff was pretty loud that year.
I mean, that was an elite tight end draft. You had Michael Mayer out of Notre Dame was in that draft.
Right.
I thought
McBride was part of that whole.
I think he was the year before. I'll double check that, but I'm pretty sure. I don't think they were in the same draft.
And speaking of Michael Mayer, it's interesting because it's him and Brock Bowers. Like that.
Yeah.
The Raiders offense is interesting with Chip Kelly, those two tight ends. You can run heavy personnel. You have Genty. Now you have Geno Smith, who's one of the more accurate quarterbacks in the league. Jack Besh, I love that dude coming out of TCU, and he's a blocking machine. Like they should be able to run the football a little bit. McBride, it's interesting about Trey McBride. From a fantasy standpoint, everybody knows him. You play fantasy football, you know he's one of the upper-tier tight ends. He's just one of those guys that, for whatever reason, it's like, hey, here's over 100 catches. Here's over 1,000 yards, and you can't find the end zone.
Yeah, he doesn't get a lot of touchdowns.
I don't really know how to explain that at all.
No, but the targets are there. Yeah, McBride was 2022, and then 2023. Was the LaPorta draft. But he should have been the number one. I don't even know who was the number one tight end in 2022. I can't remember. But, yeah, McBride was probably underrated. Kelce still at number five. And you had the Chiefs GM come out and say that he clearly is regressing. But he's lost a lot of weight. Maybe this will be the swan song for Travis Kelce. Mark Andrews at six of the Ravens, still getting it done. T.J. Hockenson of the Vikings at seven. Isaiah Likely of the Ravens at eight. So they got two tight ends in the top eight of this list.
Wow.
And that's why they're probably, I mean, they've had the.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Conversations of should we move on from Mark Andrews? Because we have Likely ready to go And then they're probably going to have to end up paying him. He's 25 years old. Goddard at 9 and Njoku at 10. But our guy, Jake Ferguson, did make the honorable mention list. Excellent blocker and receiver. Needs to get Dak back in the worst way, said one NFL coordinator. Kincaid of the Bills also on here. Evan Engram of the Broncos now. Cole Kmet of the Bears. Hunter Henry, Pat Freiermuth, and Jonnu Smith, who's now a Pittsburgh Steeler, are the other honorable mentions. I found this article fascinating that our buddy Calvin Watkins put out. What is Dak Prescott's legacy as Cowboys quarterback as he enters his 10th season as a starter? And if you look at it, I mean, Dak's in position now to go ahead and break a ton of records when it comes to all-time Cowboys quarterbacks. The standard, we know, it was set by Roger Staubach.
Sure.
Troy Aikman carried that on. Danny White is oftentimes looked at as a failure, if you will, not living up to those expectations, even though if you look at Danny White, 10-8 playoff record.
Mm-hmm.
The guy went to a bunch of championship games.
Yeah.
And at this point, we would kill to have a quarterback.
Absolutely.
That was doing that.
So he went through, I mean, you look at the postseason records of the all-time Cowboy quarterbacks. Dandy Don 1-3. Danny White 10-8. Roger 13-7, 2-2 in the Super Bowl. Dax 2-5. Aikman 11-5, 3-0 in the Super Bowl, and Romo at 2-4. And I think since Romo retired, there's been almost a growing affinity for Romo, if you will. I mean, Romo got the same type of scrutiny as and hate, like, oh, can't, he's a choke artist.
Yeah.
He can't win the big one. Some of that, yeah, I mean, it was justified. There were plenty of moments. You go back to Seattle. What happened against the Giants 21-17 when they're the top record in the NFC? You have a chance to win the division at the end of the season. One of them, he wasn't playing because he was able to go heroic mode and beat Washington. So it was Matt Castle against Philly, but they continue to come up short. But Dak is now kind of in that Romo category. Not even, I could say, I think Danny White's probably number three behind Staubach and Aikman when you look at his success overall. But yes, I mean, the legacy, if Dak's not able to win the Super Bowl, and I don't think any of us right here, right now, believe that that's probably going to happen based on the way the team and the roster is built. But, man, I don't know. Like, I struggle right now to think of what the legacy will be.
Yeah, Eric just had a chance to ID a lady, and he didn't do it.
You should have asked.
She pointed at her wristband, which was red. I was kind of hoping that Eric was going to ask her, need to see some ID, please, ma'am.
I should have done that. That was a fun thing that we used to do in college. We would, like, when there was a long line at a bar, like, one of us would just step up at the front and act like we were the ones checking IDs. So we'd be checking the ID. People think they can go in. But then the real bouncer's like, hey, what the hell are you doing? I haven't got your ID.
Yeah.
It's just like one of those stupid, drunken things.
What if you started collecting the money? Like, it's $5 cover.
Yeah, the cover charge.
That's
That would have leveled it
That's
up.
That's a good bit. But
Aikman's the standard here.
Aikman with 3-0 in Super Bowls.
Yeah.
And then you got Roger at 2-2. But Aikman did. I mean, that's the thing. People look at the stats, and Bobby's doing an excellent job with this whole incredible math that he's put together to try and figure out the quarterback stats and comparing them over the centuries. But, like, Troy does not get enough credit for the way that he elevated his play in the biggest games, in the biggest moments. I mean, we were watching the replay of that 92 championship game. Some of the throws
right.
that he made in that game on the run, hitting Jay Novacek for a big first down in that third quarter. The play, obviously, to Alvin Harper, hits him in stride, gorgeous pass. Boom, there he goes, sets up a first down and goal. Big clutch moments, there's no question. And that's really, that's my biggest knock right now on Dak. We've been waiting for it. I think Dak's had awesome moments. He's a success story. He was a fourth-round pick that's gone on to be a starting quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys for 10 years. There's no question he goes down as having a great career, but ultimately the standard is championships. And if you want to be thought of as glorified here in Dallas, if you end up playing and you don't ultimately get that Lombardi and a Super Bowl ring, you're not viewed as legacy all-time great. It's almost like, yeah, good, but failed.
Yeah, because I don't think that we will, when it's all said and done, like the fourth-round pick stuff, you sort of forget. Once you're a franchise quarterback and you are resetting the quarterback market from a financial standpoint.
Now you're the highest-paid quarterback.
Multiple times in your career, ultimately it'll be looked back at as underachieving. And it's hard to imagine saying that because, like you said, he was a fourth-round pick. But especially the way that he and that 2016 team came out of the gates, like they raised the bar for everything. It was like, man, this is a team that you felt like even that year should be contending for a Super Bowl. They didn't really get anywhere close when you think about it. And then they haven't gotten even closer than that over the course of the last decade. So it's like highly paid and underachieved. But also, everything has to get pointed back at the Cowboys organization. Because post-Aikman, you can look at all these quarterbacks, and it's specifically Romo and Dak who are like legit enough to say, hey, you could have won a Super Bowl with this guy. Why didn't you do it?
Mm-hmm.
And the organization has to take majority of the blame for that.
No doubt. And, we'll see how overall this unfolds. I know Dak said, like, for his sanity, he hopes they win a championship. I know he wants it just as bad as anybody, if not worse. I'd love to see it for him, but it's just not – I don't know if it's in the cards. Right now, it does seem like there's kind of a curse going on here.
Yeah, there's a bit of a Cowboy curse.
As soon as postseason play starts, it's like, damn it, what the hell? Anything that can go wrong will go wrong, and the heartbreak and just ways of creative losses is like, what is happening here? I can't take it anymore. One day, somebody's going to come around and break this thing. We can just pray and hope that it happens sooner rather than later. All right, Trusty's Corner coming up on the other side as we are live here at Pickler Universe. Come say what's up to us as the Stella Artois is a-flowing. Where are we going, Broadus?
I'll tell you what, it's a Friday staple. Is this really a professional athlete? We'll do that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.